USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr says a president should be able to walk from the White House and visit a church without being harassed by protesters. He speaks after the White House gets some blowback after federal authorities forcibly broke up a peaceful protest against police brutality on Monday evening to clear the way for President Trump to walk to that church across from the White House.
I don't necessarily view that as a political act. I think it was entirely appropriate for him to do.
Barr also defending his authority to use federal forces in Washington, D.C. to help end disturbances following the death of George Floyd. An American prisoner in Iran is coming home now, as Michael White was allowed to leave Iran nearly 2 years after being convicted there of insulting the Iranian supreme leader. The White House says the U.S. Navy veteran's now in Switzerland and will soon be back on U.S. soil. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The CDC is now predicting the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 could surpass 127,000 by the end of the month. That's up by at least 4,000 from the previous projection. More than 108,000 Americans have already died from the illness. With the Atlantic hurricane season underway, South Carolina's Governor Henry McMaster is outlining hurricane preparedness procedures this year in the face of a continuing pandemic.
Now we're entering hurricane season, and it's forecast that this will be above average in the number and strength of hurricanes.
He says the pandemic could inhibit the state's efforts to keep people safe, but says the National Guard stands ready to help law enforcement in efforts to save lives. Police in San Antonio, Texas, say they discovered a family of six, including four small children, dead inside a vehicle in a garage yesterday. They believe that it could have been intentional carbon monoxide poisoning, as the car was out of fuel. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A YouTube star is facing criminal charges from Saturday's looting at a Scottsdale, Arizona mall, as cops there say they got hundreds of tips identifying 23-year-old Jake Paul as being at Scottsdale Fashion Square. They say he entered and remained inside the mall after it closed. He's facing criminal trespass and unlawful assembly charges. As cities and towns across the nation face huge costs from their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, many are also dealing with costly stormwater and water treatment backups and clogs, because people are still improperly disposing of wipes and PPE. Face masks, gloves, and wipes are being flushed down toilets, causing wastewater clogs, and many gloves and masks which get thrown away on sidewalks or in streets are contributing to stormwater backups. And officials say those items can also end up then being washed into waterways, posing dangers to wildlife. The American Society of Civil Engineers Committee for America's Infrastructure says people are taxing infrastructure that's already old and deteriorating. And Lego is asking stores not to promote any of its toy sets featuring police or the White House. All the products are still there for sale, but the company says it's suspending advertising in response to the nationwide protests, saying it wants the black community to know that it stands with them against racism and inequality. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.